Dealing with Dr. Daniels, our special guest today is Lillian Daniels, and we're talking about how to reduce stress and look great naturally.
Yes.
So we talked about toxins and jewelry, makeup and clothing, and I guess really what we also want to talk about today is the Bali bead and how the Bali bead has lots of advantages. It really addresses a lot of these daily stress, life stresses, and help people cope with them. So can you tell us a little bit about what the Bali bead is and how you discovered it?
Absolutely. So the Bali bead is a glass beaded necklace that is handmade in Bali, Indonesia. And it's made with no chemicals. It has a string, a mother of pearl for the button that clasps everything together. And we also have a one-year guarantee on the necklace as well. So we really want to make sure that everyone gets the value they needed from it. So the reason the Bali bead was created was I discovered it during a visit to Bali in 2015, and I really enjoyed just the essence of Bali and just how calm I was, how relaxed I was. I went there. I participated in yoga class. I had, I partook in, different health remedies. And, I had really fresh, healthy food. And, I thought about, man, I shouldn't have to, leave the country, anytime I want to feel this type of relaxation, rejuvenation, and just, clarity of mind. And so once I had... when I was there, I purchased a necklace. And so when I came back to the United States and I realized, oh, my gosh, I'm wearing this necklace all of the time, and I feel my confidence has increased, I'm saving more time, and I look great. I look absolutely great in the necklace. I love the vibrant colors. And so from there, I decided, I got to go back and share, to figure out how I can share this with more people. And so in addition to my experience, just the culture and the beauty and nature, all of that, I really wanted to share that with as many other people as possible. And that's what the Bali bead necklace allows me to do. So we have 10 different colors, and it really allows you to play with your outfit and figure out which is your favorite. Some people are like, I want all the colors. And some people are like, I'm going to stick to a black or a white because I know it'll go with everything. And then on top of that, some people are like, I know that red works specifically for me, or green works, best because of my hair color. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, and so it really helps you to save time, feel good about yourself, and get more done. And it really allows you to get that peace of mind without having to go to Bali. you can get it right at home. You can feel good about yourself immediately. So that is definitely mostly that's why I started it, and I love it, and I love the response I get from people that have purchased the Bali bead so far.
All right, great. Now we've got tons. Wait, let me see. Make sure we covered everything. Yep, we got tons of questions here in the chat room.
Awesome.
Okay, so Dr. Daniels, it's wild how the biggest benefit for Lillian was probably to have Dr. Daniels to be able to guide her into not going to the hospital or not getting surgery for her knee. That alone probably saved her tens of thousands of dollars, plus spared her a longer recovery period. So can you comment on that?
Absolutely. I was like, hey, Mom, I just need you to, give me a couple or a few thousand dollars to fix my knee. And, you're like, I don't know. And so absolutely, that was very helpful because now I see the effect of,
No, let's be clear. So when you asked me you thought $15,000 would probably be enough money. And I said, what did I say?
I think you said, let's wait on that. You might remember
exactly
what
no.
you said, but I think
Yeah, I said no.
Okay. I did not get the money, guys. It did not happen.
So now, you also had health insurance, though, right? You had health insurance, and somehow it just didn't seem to step up to the plate. Is that right?
Yeah, and so I was just graduating from grad school, and I was like, wait, do I still have health insurance? Do I not? And, you know, because I couldn't clarify that, I was just like, I think I'm going to just hold out for a quick second. Another huge thing was, you know, I'd never had surgery before. I never had, I had stitches when I was figure skating. I hit my head, but I'd never had surgery before, and that was very scary to me. And so I really wanted to make sure I knew everything before I even considered it, and I just didn't get the answers that I needed to, so I didn't get it.
All right, so you didn't get it, and then I think you did call every now and then for information, advice, support, encouragement.
Yes, I did, and I got great insights on like definitely eating healthy, detoxing, listening to my body. That was very huge because I had the opportunity to do physical therapy, and so with that, I got physical therapy for about a month, I would say, but then I had to go to New York City. And so by listening to my body, I would be able to tell, oh, okay, this is working or this is not working. So instead of just, you know, doing exercises for the heck of it, I would listen to my body and like, okay, I feel stronger. And I would stick to and continue those.
Okay. All right. And so so how's your knee doing?
It's doing great. I ran 30 minutes today, and I completed the New York City Marathon last year.
Okay, wonderful. So that's a pretty good knee.
It's doing the job, yep.
All right, awesome. So people are asking a question about aquaba. And aquaba is the bean juice left in the beans after you cook them. So when you cook your beans, there's bean juice left. And the question is, what is this good for, and what do you do with it?
I would say what I do with it is I very deliberately try to keep all of the nutrients, and Mom, you might know better what it's good for exactly, but because I cook my beans from scratch and I boil them, so I make sure that I rinse them and boil them. No, I rinse them before I soak them, so that whatever water, if there's any left, I can use that to boil it in. So that any nutrients I am going to get. And so that's the way I keep them. But I will let you speak to, I guess, the benefits.
Okay, so this person said, I just learned about aquafaba bean water. Can you make meringue pies with it? Okay. So if you go to the aquafaba website and you read and read and read and read and read, you basically find what I've already told you, which is it's the water when you boil beans. In this case, especially, particularly chickpeas. And so the question is, it's a vegan website, and they're trying to get chickpea water to act as a meringue, as in meringue pie. Well, if you've made meringue pies, you know they're made from egg whites, a combination of egg whites and sugar. And what makes the meringue stiff and what makes it stand up is the animal protein in the egg white. When you whip it up and you hit that protein with the heat of the oven, you have to preheat your oven, then it denatures the protein and freezes the protein in that shape and in that position, and that's where you get your meringue from. Now, the problem with aquafaba and the people on the website trying to use the bean water is when they whip it up, it doesn't hold its shape when they expose it to heat. Why? Because it's not an animal protein and doesn't denature it in the same way. So what do you do with aquafaba? What I do with it is I always would work it into my stew. So I would cook my beans, and then that water the beans were cooked in, I would use as a base for my chili. Or if you have a recipe that calls for some type of broth, like chicken broth or beef broth or whatever, you can actually use this water from the beans. When you kids were growing up, I made so many beans. I had so much of this water that I could not really work it into enough things. And so I tried pouring it in the backyard to fertilize various plants or using it on potted plants. When I used it on potted plants, it stank up the whole house. You probably didn't realize what the odor was from. So I finally decided to just throw it away when I couldn't use it and use it whenever I could. So I think, despite what the website says, you can take this water, you can whip it up, add sugar to it, bake it, da-da-da-da. Again, processed food is processed food, and there comes a point when processing your own food is actually unhealthy. So I think with this water from your beans, the best way to handle it is to use that water as the liquid base for a chili or a stew dish that maybe doesn't have beans in it. Some people get gas from this water, so you have to figure out if you're one of those people who gets gas from this water or not. We didn't have any problem with it in our house. So that's my opinion of the aqua fava story. Here's a quick question. I'm detoxing my liver after 40 years of smoking by taking 1,000 milligrams of milk thistle a day. Is that enough? Answer is no. I usually recommend a teaspoon, which is about 2,500 milligrams. That helps you sort that out. And you should probably take it for a very long time, like maybe a couple of years. Okay. This person says, usually when there's so... Okay, so this person is talking about the food network. So one of the best and worst things that has happened in the last 10 years is the Food Network and other cooking shows on TV, promoting hard-to-source and expensive ingredients and expensive kitchen processing devices. Do you have any comment on that as far as these ingredients go, hard-to-source, expensive ingredients, and expensive kitchen devices?
Absolutely. Keep it simple. Keep it basic. So if it's being imported or it's hard-to-source, then it shouldn't be consumed frequently. And so, like, things like eating in season. So if you eat in season, then you're only eating what you have access to, you know, with from the farms within, you know, your radius or, you know, close to you. Also, it can be very tempting to get those items that are very, very tricky. So I'll just give some of my favorites that are, like, under $10. Because, you know, eating healthy and enjoying food, you know, it doesn't have to be expensive. So one thing that I love is using a mortar and pestle, because it allows you to crush herbs, salt, pepper, and, you know, some people will even make guacamole in it. But the point is that you're able to get the immediate flavor from that, either the herb, the spice, or the vegetable immediately. And it adds a burst of flavor as well as quality to what you're eating. The second thing that I like is I like the grater. I don't know if you guys, you know, there's, I think it's called a hyperplane. So there might be, there's one where it's just one side, but there's also a grater that has four sides. And that would allow you to get different textures from the foods that you're making. So you can get, you know, almost ground up, or you can get a shredded effect. One little example is carrots. Like, I do not like carrots. But if they're shredded, I will eat them because it's easier to flavor. You know, you have more of the carrot is exposed to be flavored, as opposed to just eating a carrot and thinking, oh, man, I'm taking my medicine. So I definitely agree. It's not helpful, and I don't think it's as healthy at all to import your food and, you know, normalize that. It's definitely nice to have a treat every now and then, but it's not necessary in order to eat healthy and tasty, which are two things I really prioritize.
So I looked up on Amazon, and the cost of mortar and pestle is $7.98. So that's definitely an affordable kitchen gadget. And I would agree with you that anything that's, A, hard to find, and B, super expensive, you can probably do without it in your diet. Definitely reasonable to just absolutely ditch that. And the other thing they mentioned here, oh, it's expensive, right? Yeah. So the gadgets, you know, pretty inexpensive. You really don't have to buy very many expensive kitchen gadgets in order to eat healthy. In fact, a lot of the gadgets are pretty inexpensive. Okay, so someone asked Lillian, do you have a cookbook?
Do I have a cookbook? I do not. I'm working on it. But if you sign up at thehappyknee.com or thebollybead.com, either or, I will make sure you get a copy because I'm working on that. And it's actually attacking the issue of expensive food, like, and what you can use, like you just quoted, $7.99 for a mortar and pestle. Mm-hmm. And I think it's extremely important. So, yes, please visit thebollybead.com and sign up, and I will make sure everyone gets updated as when that comes out. The plan is this year.
Now, don't you have a report that has some recipes in it or some cooking tips in it?
I do have a food for a pain-free knee, and that's at thehappyknee.com.
Oh, okay. All right. So there you go. That would be some information there. All right, so person says, I bet adding the bean water as a stock for dishes also adds great flavor without having to add highly processed and toxic chicken or beef bouillon cubes or powder. Exactly. Or liquid. Now they're selling the toxic bouillon and broth in irradiated cardboard containers. So, correct. Okay, so question for you, Lillian. Lillian, from all you have learned from your mother, Dr. Daniels, what has been your most effective and most healing natural remedy that has been useful for you?
I think what's interesting is, like, you know, the topic of the show is toxins. And just the habit of going to a CSA or joining a co-op or, you know, shopping from a farmer's market and being able to check, you know, prepare as well as choose vegetables that are going to literally taste so very, very delicious. And the training of my taste buds, because I know we all have favorite foods, or if you've had a niece, a nephew, or some people may have children, you know, they might be a little picky. And just I realized that the setting up of the habit of eating specific foods was so, so helpful, and I'm very thankful for that. So I would say that was the biggest thing, is the setting up of the habit of eating healthy foods. Like, I love to cook, and I can really, really tell different vegetables and flavors.
The other question is, what's your most used natural healing item or technique?
Maybe turpentine. We were talking about foods, so I'll just throw this one out. It's garlic. I can't get enough of garlic. You can use it in your neti pot. You can use it. This isn't a very, you know, very nice transition, but you can use it in all your cooking as well. But it's something that's always in the house for me. I would say most recent, I grew up with the natural remedies that my mom had, but I'd say the most recent is really drinking water and finding different ways to get more water because I'm realizing how challenging it is. Like, if you look at a plant and it hasn't been watered for a day, you know, like, I literally brought back to life a basil plant because of water. And to understand that our body is pretty similar is scary, in that I you know, I'll just like, oh, I'm just going to have juice one day and, you know, think of drinking a lot of water as a one-off occurrence when it should be something we do every day. And so that's something that is really something I'm implementing right now, drinking a lot of water.
All right, great. Okay, we'll have more questions when we get back. No, please don't go.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. It is Sunday, March 19th, 2017, and our special guest is Lillian Daniels, and we are answering questions. So this person asks, Lillian, what is your experience been around using turpentine, and how often do you use it, or how do you use it?
I use it about three times a week. And I use it as advised in the guide on
the Candida Cleaner Report. The Candida Cleaner Report at VitalityCapsules.com.
Yes.
Okay.
So I use that. And then it's helpful in joint pain. And that guide is at thehappyme.com. And that really allows me to continue to run, move, and stay in shape pain-free.
Okay, great. And let's see here. Looking for more questions. By the way, for our audience, you can call in with questions at 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. Okay, sometimes it's hard. Okay, we got that one. Oh, Dr. Jones, is Lillian the child you delivered at home? No, I did not. I almost did, but I did not. I went to the hospital Lillian is my oldest one, the first one that was purchased. I mean, that I had. Okay. What is the truth about soaking beans and throwing away the water? I have a very old book that says that water that we've been taught to dump down the drain is rich in brain food. Duped again? I'm afraid so. So it's in my experience that using the water from the beans when I cook them actually adds a tremendous amount of flavor to the dish, and I think it does make it more nutritious, certainly more filling. And so, yes, we've been trained to really just throw away so much of our foods. Now, in defense of that advice, again, some people have difficulty digesting the many of the elements in that broth from the beans. And so rather than fix their digestion, the advice, of course, is to throw away the liquid. And so my advice to people who are sensitive to the bean liquid is definitely throw it away. And as your digestion improves and gets stronger, you can consider introducing it again into your diet. Okay. All right, let's see what we have. Okay, grow your own beans. Some person says, I think if you grew your own beans, it would be better. Yes, but growing beans is not as easy as one might think, and the yields are not that awesome. So we have beans here in Panama, and we actually have trees. Beans here grow in trees. And it takes about 4 pounds of beans from the trees to make about 1 pound of beans that you cook. Okay, this person says, my biggest kitchen appliance splurge was a KitchenAid blender for $250, 6 years, and still going strong. I'm so thankful for that. So what's your comment, Lillian, about having a good blender?
Oh, my gosh. I definitely, my most valuable kitchen appliance and most loved is definitely my blender that I got as a gift, my Vitamix. Mm-hmm. I should probably call them up so they can let them, hey, I'm giving you guys some great reviews. But having a good blender is extremely, extremely helpful. So if you have a Vitamix, awesome. You can make smoothies. You can make soups. You can make non-dairy but smoothie-out alternatives. But also, I found out a trick. If you do not have a $700 blender or it is an expensive blender, say you have a $20 blender, there are tricks. And the trick is the sequence with which you put in the item. That will affect how smooth it becomes. So, for example, say you have a smoothie with water, spinach, and water, spinach, banana, and strawberries. You might put in, like, depending on if they're all frozen. Some people will have all of those frozen, like I do. Some people will not. So, if you have the frozen items, put the frozen items as well as the liquid in first. And then add in the leaved vegetables or, the leafy items. And so I found that if you don't have an expensive blender, no worries. Just play around with the order in which you put in the items, and that will give you an effective, smooth blend, which is very helpful.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Dr. Downs, your conversation reminds me of the minimalist trend I've heard about over the years, a simplification of your life. Can you explain how this reduces stress? You want to do that, Lillian?
Absolutely. I found that by finding, and this is just specific to, I'll touch upon food as well as wardrobe. So with wardrobe, by finding pieces that you feel and look good in no matter what, that makes life so much easier. And if you already are just, you know what, I'm already fine, I'm excited for you. But I found that if you have to do, you know, more than, you have more than three different events that you have to go to throughout the day, and if you can find something that you can wear and feel confident and ready to go in, that's awesome. In terms of minimalistic food, absolutely. The food tastes better. You get your palate, you start to get more sensitive to, oh, okay, this carrot that's not organic tastes different from the one that is organic. And you really start to taste your food. And it makes grocery shopping much, much easier. So, like, recently, the main thing I've been cooking are just boiling vegetables in sea salt water. And because the vegetables, like, one of the vegetables are a purple yam, and it tastes so very, very delicious. And it also satisfies me. And so it keeps me energized, and it cuts down on the complication of making an extravagant vegan or vegetarian dish. I don't get wrapped in that. I'm like, what's going to taste good? What's going to keep me moving throughout the day? And so definitely having a minimalist go-to foods as well as things that you want to wear, it takes away from, you know, the time and the energy that you have to put into both of those. And the thing that helps with the stress is it gives you more time and more energy for other things. But on top of that, because you're cooking basic dishes, you're going to actually feel good. You're actually going to feel even more energized and confident. And so I'm very, very simple when it comes to food, especially on the regular because, you know, we get busy.
Okay. All right. Great. So let me see here. Got tons of... All right. So this person has a comment about Obamacare and Trump care. And so America does not need Obamacare. America does not need Trump care. What America needs is a nice, clean flush of all the parasites that rape people just because people encounter difficult situations. Today's American doctor is worse than the worst scamming mechanic, charging $2,000 to tighten a screw. With a car, there is a limit to how much a scamming mechanic can get away with. With people's lives, the sky is the limit, and medical parasites, therefore, abound because the laws in America do nothing to stop them. Well, I think it's actually a little more than this. The laws in America actually facilitate and obligate the doctor to be a scammer. Remember, the doctor's got to stick to the standard of care. Written by who? The standard of care is written by the hospital or the insurance company or the drug company. And now we've got the government writing the standard of care. So if you read the Obamacare Act, there are many parts of it where they literally write the standard of care for what doctors and employers must do for the health of U.S. citizens. So that's pretty scary. Really takes away all of your choice about the very one thing that might be most important to you, which is your body. So the doctor is not acting alone or even independently. Okay, so the first lady made a comment, which is very impressive. She says, I am a passionate believer in integrating and interpreting nature's elements into our daily lives to create a warm, nurturing, and positive environment, she says. I believe that these same natural benefits can be instrumental to enhancing the health and well-being of all children. It is important to me that children can recognize, identify, and express their feelings in order to promote their mental wellness and healing process, the first lady added. Well, I think that's very good. And maybe they could maybe build on that and allow parents a little more flexibility in how they want to treat or not treat their children. Okay. Okay. So there's a conversation here going on in the chat room. Hello, I've recently discovered Dr. Downs. I wish I would have found out about her in 2005 when a doctor prescribed Lipitor for me. I look forward to more shows in the future. Thank you for everything that you do. Okay, you're welcome. And another person says, Dr. Downs is a blessing. She is one of the only doctors out there who helps you to treat yourself without draining your pockets in the process. There's lots, by the way, of information, definitely in the radio replay, so I encourage people to look at those. But I do charge when people contact me directly. Okay. Another person says, Dr. Downs truly is a blessing. I've been binge-watching, listening to all of her YouTube interviews, and I keep thinking, where have you been? Yeah, so where I've been is I've been trying to figure out how to use YouTube all those years. Or actually, YouTube hadn't been around, so I couldn't really get started too much until YouTube showed up. Okay. Oh, we have a caller. Dan in Texas. Dan, how are you? Thanks for waiting.
Doc, I'm fine. And of course, I've been listening to you for 4 years plus. And you and your daughter are just terribly pleasant people. And I want to say something, and if you'll give me just a minute, I'll get it all spit out, and then I'd like y'all's comments on it. And about listening to your show in recent years, I've heard it said that once you know things, you just can't go back to unknowing things.
Mm-hmm.
And two experiences recently, a friend of mine goes to the doctor. They check him out, give him tests. They say, we need to put a stent in your carotid artery.
Oh, my God.
So he went in for surgery a week ago Wednesday. They open up his carotid artery. They say, we were mistaken. We really don't need to put a stent in your artery. Mm. They sew him back up. They sent him home Sunday. He's back in the hospital emergency room Monday, and he died Tuesday.
And what did they say was the cause of death?
I haven't talked to his wife yet to ask her about that. But when I get an opportunity, I will be.
Yeah.
And then about the once you know, and then you just can't go back to unknowing. I can't go to a family get-together anymore. I was at one this evening for dinner. And reflecting on your show, A Greek Tragedy, starring you, mm-hmm. and how you mentioned that some people just love to kind of boast about their most recent medical interventions. So I was listening to a family member talk all about how they recently stepped on a stinking toothpick and poked their foot with a toothpick. Well, off they go to the emergency room where they are given a tetanus shot and antibiotics.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I'm just slayed. And I'm thinking, why would you get it? She says, I had to get a tetanus shot. That's why did you have to get a tetanus shot? Well, because the doctor said so. I said, well, I'll beg to differ with you needed to get a tetanus shot because I suspect you absolutely did not. Anyway, if y'all could comment on these issues, I would love to hear what you say. And like I say, Dr. Daniels, I've been enjoying listening to you for over 4 years, and your daughter's just a really pleasant lady. And it's always good listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm going to listen on air.
Off air. Okay. All right. So yeah, let's start with the tetanus shot. The tetanus shot for a toothpick, basically being stabbed with a toothpick. Okay. So if you recall, getting a tetanus shot was to prevent lockjaw, which is a complication of Clostridium tetani. And if you will recall, this goes back now 45, 50 years, this organism is known to live on rusty nails, not on toothpicks. And toothpicks are especially clean. By that I mean, you know, they've not been exposed to manure, usually. And so it turns out that this Clostridium tetani is actually something that grows in cow manure. And so if you live on a farm and you get injured, say, with farm machinery that's been grinding up or digging up soil filled with cow manure, then you have a pretty good chance of getting tetanus. What has been uncovered or discovered over the past 50 years is the decline in tetanus has nothing to do with the vaccine. The tetanus shot is totally ineffective. What it has to do with is most people no longer live on a farm, and they are not even exposed to the organism that causes lockjaw. So if you look at people who actually get lockjaw, die of lockjaw, there is no evidence that vaccination is protective. In other words, people who have been vaccinated die of lockjaw. People who have not been vaccinated die of lockjaw. So the whole tetanus shot thing has just been one big scam from the beginning. It's simply that particular vaccine is not effective. So, however, your relatives' great pride in going to the emergency room and getting their tetanus shot, again, is their pride that they're taking in their particular role they've been assigned in this big theatrical performance of the Greek tragedy starring you. In other words, there's this big theatrical performance where everyone has lines that have been written. If you're a parent, you have a certain role to play. Bring your kid in and get these vaccines. And then spend the rest of the kid's lifetime treating him and bringing him in for the vaccine complications. If you're a 50-year-old, then you've been given your lines to go through your ritual sodomization experience called a colonoscopy. So everyone has their line, has their role to play. Everyone's been given their lines. And so you can decide whether you want to be a part of this big theatrical production. Right now, if you are an American citizen, your role is to agitate, beg, and cry for insurance, of course paid for by the government, of course paid for by increasing, doubling, even tripling your taxes, so that you can at any point play a role in this production without being financially inconvenienced at the time that you take your lines and take the stage. But of course, the sad reality is if you do agitate for such a program, you will be taxed so severely that you will be homeless as you wait in the wings waiting to recite your lines. So everything has pluses and minuses. But again, it's everybody's choice if they want a role in this theatrical production and what role they want to play, if any. Okay, so that brings us back to the other individual who was told he had to get a stent in his carotid artery. Again, this kind of points up a huge, huge fallacy in medicine that the public is asked to believe, and most people in the public do believe, which is that the diagnostic tools your doctor uses, whether it's a blood test, an x-ray test, a dye study, that these tests actually produce reliable information. And I did a whole radio show on this, which in the title is, What Are They Testing For? And what they're really testing for is gullibility. And so what they're really testing your friend for was, would he let us cut him open? And he passed the test, or flunked the test, depending on your perspective. But they did enough tests where he believed that, okay, great, cut me open. And so we can at least say that the surgery for his carotid artery did not prolong his life. Now, whether it shortened his life, we don't know, because we just don't have enough information to say. But I think it's safe to say his life was not extended by this multiple testing experience or the actual surgery that it led to. And so, again, another case of a person simply showing up, they have their lines, they read their lines, and they act out their part in what can only be described as a Greek tragedy. And again, I did a whole one-hour show on that, which is a Greek tragedy starring you. Okay. So, let's see what else we have. Someone's talking about a garden. Yes, starting your own garden is the best way to go. And if you don't have a green thumb, no worries. You can start with sprouting. Start a garden on your countertop. And then you can, as you develop your skills, you can go up from there. And so a garden top, a countertop garden takes about 3 days from planting to harvest. So that's something that most people can get going with. Okay. Okay. Okay, Dr. Jones, have you ever found that after applying straight turpentine to a topical wound that the skin gets raw or peels off or discolors like bleaching and a darker color grows back? This has happened to me several times. How do I prevent it from happening? Maybe applying, just apply castor oil, which is much more gentle. I personally usually don't apply turpentine to open wounds. However, people have told me that when they apply turpentine, it hasn't been a problem. But the other thing, too, is if the skin changes color and then peels off, that's basically just forming a scab. A darker color grows back. If a darker color grows back, then that color will clear up over time. Okay. Dr. Danz, what do you think should be done in areas where cheap food is available in gas stations and that's the only grocery store people have nearby? Okay, so I grew up in a neighborhood like that. First of all, the food in the gas stations is not cheap. And so what people do who don't have cars is they will literally pool their resources or catch a bus to a real grocery store and shop there. So the fact that there's not any vegetables in the neighborhood is a pretty flimsy excuse for eating trashy food, because you can always hop a bus and take a bus to a grocery store that has vegetables. Okay. Okay, so someone has an idea. A very ironic claim that vaccines are parents' choice. Everyone claims that vaccines are parents' choice, not to mention a child's right, as with circumcision. So is there any evidence any vaccine is safe and effective? No. There's absolutely no evidence that any vaccine is safe or is effective. In fact, there's absolutely no evidence that the concept of immunity even exists. So if you look at immunity being defined as once you get a disease, the body recognizes it, and then you are forever protected from that disease in the future, there is no such condition. People under the age of 5 and over the age of 65 have weaker immune systems, period. And so they are more subject to disease. And shooting them up with chemicals and foreign substances, whether you want to call it a pneumococcal vaccine or a flu shot or whatever you want to call the chemical stew, has not been shown to increase people's quality of life or even their length of life. And as for children having rights, the truth of the matter is, a child does not have any right that his parent is not able to confer and defend. And that is the truth of the matter. The idea that some institution such as a government or a school cares about any one particular individual child is as outrageous, is even nonsense. And we doctors are trained that we need to provide health care that's good on average for the masses, which means we are trained to provide care which may not be in the interest of the particular patient sitting in front of us. And so really a child's only defense and its only protection is the parents. And I think it's really important to give parents every opportunity to defend their child, whether that means consenting to vaccines or whether it means refusing them. So a parent should always be able to refuse therapy on behalf of their child. Okay, Pat in Texas. Hi, Pat. Pat, are you there?
Oh, yeah. I enjoyed that with your daughter, too. Yeah, thank you. I wanted to ask you, is there any natural way to get rid of cataracts? So I had surgery. I can see peripherally better, but I have an image from that I imposed on when I'm reading. And I have to close my eye to read.
Okay, we're going to go to commercial, and we're going to come back in a minute. We'll answer that question.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Give such delight. Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. So we have Pat there on the line. Pat, did you get your lens removed and another lens put in? You got your cataract lens taken out, another lens put in?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So if you're not able to see, that's because you have impurities in the capsule. The capsule is what surrounds your lens. So they took out the cataract, and now what you have, if you have any kind of impediment to your vision, is the capsule itself is being filled with impurities, and you're not able to see through those impurities.
Hmm. Well, there is something else wrong with it that may be causing it. But also, too, I was supposed to get, you know, an eye drop for it. And it's about 12 feet of 4 foot tall of eye drops in the store. And I never knew that was so much of that was going on. And they all had propylene glycol in them. I said, that doesn't sound too good. And I found a natural one. I found a natural one. But I've just really been stressed out over this thing. And but I knew that I had one time had bleeding in it. So then I had to say, well, I can't take that. It has an NSAID in it. And the other doctor said, that's right, you should do that. So it may be what's wrong with it. Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, the woman in the Bible spent all her money and wasn't healed. But I can't see peripherally. You know, I can see peripherally better than I could.
So is it back to as bad as it was before the cataracts were taken out?
Oh, no. It helped me a lot because I couldn't see on the left side. I ran into a plate glass window, really. But they didn't have anything there and refused to put anything there. So I said, well, I don't think I'm just going to pay. I'm going to make them pay my bills because if they'd put something in front of the window, it's right next to the door, and somebody's holding the door, and I thought it was two doors, and I just walked right into it. But I just wanted to ask you that. That's okay. I'm okay. CAT scan didn't hurt me. Maybe. I don't know. they make you go to the hospital or make you get an ambulance. It was just very, very stressful. The whole thing has been very stressful. So, but I just wondered, this propylene glycol, what is that? It sounded like antifreeze to me.
Yeah, it is. It is antifreeze.
My God.
If you look it up. You look it up. They say that it's perfectly okay to eat. It's just the best thing ever. So you have to make up your own mind. Whether you're going to eat propylene glycol or where you're going to put it. Personally, I prefer to pass on it. I don't drink propylene glycol or anything with propylene glycol in it.
Well, they used to. That was vanilla flavoring for years, and so we wouldn't use that. We'd go and buy natural stuff. Oh well. Okay, well, I just wanted to ask you, is there any natural way to get rid of a cataract without having to go through this trauma? It wasn't that bad. It's just that you hear all these horror stories, and as usual, you get stressed, as your daughter would say.
Yes.
So is there any natural thing to get rid of it? Once you got it, you got it.
No, you can put castor oil in your eyes, put castor oil drops in your eyes every night, and that'll get rid of the cataracts. It does take a long time. It takes 2 or 3 months if you just put castor oil in your eye. You could also put Vicks VapoRub in your eye. That helps. It goes a little bit faster. But you do have to change what you're eating, because basically what's happening is your body's dumping impurities into the lens of your eyeball.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you
very
much.
Okay, we are done. We are done. The show is over, and we will see you next week. All right. Thanks for calling in. All right. And Lillian, thank you very much for being a guest today. And as always, Think Happens.
My joy. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
With me across the sea.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.